Hello, this is Julian. In this audio, I'd like to share with you how I began studying astrology and a few of the major milestones on my way to understanding the subject well enough to offer consultations. As we agreed already, this is not a conventional subject. So while there are obviously books you can read and courses that you can take, which I also have done, astrology is in many respects an intuitive subject. And what I mean by that is that much of my study has actually been about paying attention in my life. So noticing patterns, which is why I first started to take astrology seriously, paying attention to synchronicities, and observing the different quality of periods of time, comparing people you meet to their horoscopes, and also constantly questioning how you are using astrology in your life, what it's useful for. All of this is study. So the next stage for me, after the breakthrough experience that I had in Thailand, was a few years later, soon after I had moved to Germany. And at that point, I was living in quite a remote location, without a car, and I needed to find work. The only option in that village was a hotel and a conference centre looking for a barman. So I took that job in the hope that it would help me to learn the language. During the week, almost nothing happened in this place, but every weekend, groups of people would come and stay there to do some kind of seminar. Yoga teachers came with their tribe, Reiki masters, massage therapists, and so on. After I'd been there for a few weeks, one weekend a big group of astrologers showed up. I didn't even realize at that point that there were groups of people studying astrology. Despite my fascination with the subject, it's not something that I thought of as being any kind of professional discipline. But suddenly there were 40 or more astrologers there. They spent the whole day in lectures and seminars, and in the evening, after dinner, when the participants of other groups would sit around chatting and laughing, these astrologers sat down in pairs, pulled out their charts, and sat there in complete silence, analysing each other's horoscopes. And this was fascinating for me. It was like suddenly being in a library or somewhere an exam was taking place. There was this extremely intense concentration and focus. And I think this was the point where it dawned on me that this is something that people take seriously and also invest a lot of their time and energy trying to become experts in it. After the seminars were finished for the day, sometimes I would go into the seminar room and kind of hang around at the back where there were tables with piles of books on astrology. Most of them I couldn't read because they were in German. But I realized, you know, this is like a university subject. There is a whole body of thought here with different traditions and analytical techniques that you could learn. And this was groundbreaking for me. During that weekend, I had my first horoscope made for me. And in the weeks that followed, I also had my first astrological consultation. And I also bought my first astrology book. But what I think was even more important for me as a young man encountering this subject is that through this group of astrologers, which I kind of loosely attached myself to, I got to meet some senior members of the astrological community at that time. Alan Oaken and Louisa Huber, both of them unfortunately have now passed away. These were people who not only were extremely accomplished astrologers who had written numerous books on astrology, but they had even founded their own astrological schools, one in Switzerland and one in America, in Santa Fe. So they were astrological thought leaders, teachers, independent thinkers, mystics, And it was such a joy and inspiration for me to meet them, and also to understand that astrology has all of these different facets and dimensions, that it's part of a wider ecosystem of mystical thought. And beyond that, that it's a subject that empowers you to learn in your own way, and also to combine different influences and insights and traditions into your own approach, which is essentially, many years later, what I've done myself. That was, I would say, the first stage of my education. The second that I would like to mention was a few years later when I was living in Hamburg. And at that time I had what for me was a very meaningful relationship with someone who is herself a very accomplished astrologer. Her name is Margrethe. And I learned a lot from her. Not just about her way of studying astrology and giving consultations. She was largely self-taught, as many astrologers actually are. But the real advantage of spending this time with her from the point of view of my development as an astrologer was that I got to see how someone integrates astrology into their life. So beyond her being able to interpret my chart and to give me feedback about what she saw there and how I was actually living my potential, she would also look at transits, for example. And she showed me how she used astrology to interpret different qualities of time that were approaching. Maybe she had already experienced that quality sometime before and made a note of it, how it had affected her, or what events had happened during that period of time. Or if she had no prior experience, she would read about that quality of influence, and then she would be very actively on the lookout for changes to her perception or circumstances or people that would come into her life during that period of time that she might be, let's say, influenced by. Whatever was the theme suggested by this astrological quality. And I found this such an insightful and evolved way to live one's life. And, you know, she had quite a challenging life. And, I mean, you still have to take responsibility for the choices that you make and for the way that you respond to whatever is happening to you. But the idea that you can have this source of guidance that maybe gives you an idea in advance what themes you will need to focus on or what themes you may be confronted by during a certain period, and also gives you a framework to reflect on those themes, I found that genuinely useful, and I also adopted that approach. So she was also a very important teacher of mine, and I feel that my understanding of astrology developed and deepened a lot in the time that we spent together. And the third stage of my education that I would like to mention was actually a stage of formal education. This was again a few years later. I found out about a lecture that was taking place. An astrologer was coming to Hamburg University to give a talk about the astrological influences of the coming year. So, of course, I went to it, and I sat there in this huge lecture room with probably 100 people and listened to this very insightful forecast about the astrological year ahead. And it was very validating having astrology treated like a normal university course. I was very impressed by this lecture, and afterwards I went to speak to the astrologer. Her name is Hermina. And during this brief conversation that we had, she basically told me that she was about to start an intensive training for people who wanted to study astrology. It lasted a bit longer than a year, I think. So I signed up for that. And we were a group of, if I recall, 12 people. And interestingly enough, I was the only man. So this was itself an extremely valuable experience to be the sole male representative in this course of study. And I'm very grateful to have been able to study like this. Obviously, when you study astrology, you're also studying other people. So I had the opportunity, while in this group, not only to study the charts of the other group participants, but during the course of the year, I also got to observe their lives from an astrological perspective. Because everyone was going through different experiences, various phases of life, different weather patterns, you could say. And doing a course like this allows you also to study the subject through the perspectives of other people, how they respond to the events in their lives. It's a bit like group therapy, which I've also done, where you're not just focusing on your own issues, but you get to see your issues illuminated through the way other people are dealing with that issue. And I just noticed recently that my training with Hermina, that was exactly 20 years ago when I began that. So that's how long I've been studying and practicing astrology. Yeah, so these are three different aspects of my astrological study that I choose to highlight and to share with you. To give you an idea of the different ways one can approach studying a subject that's quite mystical and hard to grasp, but in a real world way. More than anything else, I've been learning for decades from my own chart, and by analysing the charts of people that I know, and basically just by paying attention. 20 years since that course with Hermina, and more than 25 years since that conference centre, I'm still finding new insights in my own horoscope, still learning about new aspects of astrology, and still watching how these principles show up in everyday life. That's what makes this subject endlessly fascinating, and why in my consultations I focus on helping you begin that same journey of discovery with your own chart.